One Thing to Remember in Life's Dark Times by Zizo Kalante. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Psalm 23:4. When I was in fourth grade, we performed the 23rd Psalm for chapel, and each of the students was assigned one verse to memorize and recite in order. I was assigned the above verse about the valley of the shadow of death. In the coming years of my life, I would significantly appreciate its protection because I've prayed it under my breath a multitude of times. If we think about what the valley of the shadow of death might look like, it can conjure a plethora of morbid images, but the one that comes to my mind is simple. It's complete darkness, where there is no light, where you can't see your hand in front of your face or the step you take before you. There's no compass and no map. Essentially, you're walking around in the danger zone, blind. Complete darkness is interesting. Yogis say that when you've been in complete isolated darkness for 3 days straight, the pineal gland in the brain begins to flood the brain with the neurotransmitter melatonin, which is what's released to help us sleep. After a week, the pineal gland produces DMT, and you'll go on a psychedelic journey. DMT is a naturally occurring substance in the human body, but is most widely known as the substance in the shamanic plant medicine of ayahuasca. I've never had the urge to go on a darkness retreat or take ayahuasca, although I curiously ask friends about their journeys. The theme there seems to be to plunge into darkness to find the light. In my life, I'd rather not seek out the darkness, but because we are human, darkness comes to us with its many faces. Addiction, depression, pain, disorder, sorrow, grief, or loss. So, how do we walk through our valley of shadow without fear? First, we will fear because it's a natural human emotion. The difference is, God's bigger than our fears and can give us peace even in the midst of our dark times. Second, what comes to mind is a photo lab where my dad worked when my brother and I were little kids. I remember there was a black tube with a sliding door. We could step inside and the tube would swivel 180 degrees, opening up into the photo lab, which was, of course, in complete darkness. I remember my brother and I swiveling in the tube, one after another, and trying to find each other by whispering in the pitch darkness, trying to scare each other by sneaking up along the wall. The reality was that neither of us got more than a few feet into the room because we were both scaredy cats. To this day, I can still remember the feeling of sliding the door open and being greeted by complete darkness. The room was specifically designed this way to let no light in. Light, you see, is the nemesis of photo development. The photo process is sensitive to light and can ruin the development of the photos. As I thought about the dark room that my brother and I were always excited and a little scared of, I realized that the dark times in our life are like that pitch black dark room. They can serve as the space where we develop as a person. Without complete darkness, there would be no photographs. The dark times aren't fun, but they can mold and develop us into someone that emerges from the darkness like a warrior coming out of battle, with our sword held high. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. If you're in a dark time, ask God for protection, for peace, for love, rest, for anything you might need. And know that the darkness is not meant to destroy you, but to make you stronger, to develop the best picture of your best self. Thank you so much for listening and for reading. I hope you guys have a fantastic week. And remember, you are awesome and doing great things. With love, Z.